It's municipal election day in Northeast Indiana. For candidates who have been trying to get voters to the polls since the primary and the start of early voting, every ballot cast makes a big difference. Historically, 1 in 4 registered voters turn out for Fort Wayne city elections. The last two times Democratic Mayor Tom Henry has been on the ballot as an incumbent, between 20% and 30% of registered voters have cast ballots. In both 2011 and 2015, Henry received over 23,000 votes. For Republican challenger Tim Smith, the math is simple. If Henry's floor stays at 23,000, Smith will need not only the 50% plus one to win the race, but a higher voter turnout overall. Henry's closest contest was in 2011, with less than 2,000 votes separating him from his challenger, Paula Hughes, and voter turnout exceeded 26%. At polling places throughout Fort Wayne, traffic has met expectations so far. Turnout at some locations in the 2nd District was a little slow. Republican Councilman Russ Yale is running unopposed in this year's race, and that takes one contest that could have generated voter interest off the ballot. The 4th District is a different story. Here's Stephanie Fitzharris, who started her day canvassing for Republican candidates at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Catholic Church before heading over to Aldersgate United Methodist Church on Getz Road.
Turnout has been real good this time. Starting at 6 a.m. was steady. A little drop off, you know, at 10, but things are picking back up again, and so I'd say this is a well-attended election.
There's also the swinging of the political pendulum to take into account. After 12 years of Henry's leadership, Fitzharris and other GOP canvassers may get their wish if enough Fort Wayne voters decide it's time for a change. National politics can also influence local races. Henry was first elected mayor in 2007. During Republican President George W. Bush's second term in office, and Henry received over 31,000 votes. No mayoral candidate, Republican or Democrat, has exceeded that total since. Polls are open until 6 p.m. For WBOI News, I'm Ben Clemmer.